Michael found that she was holding her breath, waiting for Tilly's soft snores to start. But no, the moment passed. Tilly turned again and sighed deeply into the night. Michael pulled herself up onto her elbow.
Tilly,
she whispered.
What's the matter?
Her roommate did not reply, but the other side of the room went suddenly very quiet. Not the soft quiet of sleep, no. Something more watchful, wakeful, cautious. Tilly on red alert. Tilly, Michael said again, more firmly, and in her normal speaking voice. I know you're not asleep. What's going on? The lights were down. Michael sensed, rather than saw Tilly sit up, a darker shape in the darkness.
It's nothing,
said Tilly. A small voice, tiny, barely audible. She talked like that sometimes, Michael had observed, like a creature curling up into a shell, trying to shield herself behind some kind of protective covering.
Doesn't sound like nothing, Michael said. Sounds like kind of a big deal.
Tilly laughed, a nervous laugh like a tightly coiled spring.
Oh, you know what it's like when you can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Thoughts go racing around your head. You can't shake them.
So, what's racing around your head right now, Tilly? No answer. Just a sigh dredged up from somewhere deep within. Michael waited patiently.
Oh, you know,
said Tilly eventually in the small voice.
Big day tomorrow.
In the darkness, Michael nodded to herself. Now they were getting somewhere.
Tomorrow?
You know, first official day. Command training program.
That is a big day, Michael agreed. Aren't you excited?
Another sigh. Michael took a deep, calming breath. Right now, it was her most ardent wish, the depth of which could only be understood by someone who has had a long and tiring day with another on the horizon, that she could lie back on her bed, close her eyes, and be instantly asleep. But it wasn't going to happen. Some nights, thought Michael, you had to accept your fate. How about some lights, she said. Soft. When the lights came up, Michael looked across to the other bed. Tilly was sitting up, arms wrapped around her knees, all curled up on herself, tight and small. Her heart went out to her. Poor Tilly. Hey, said Michael softly. Are you okay? What a question. Of course she wasn't okay. She looked dreadful, face pale and eyes wide and red. You're not really worried about tomorrow, are you?
Well, yes,
said Tilly, as if that was the most obvious thing in the world. Michael thought about this. It's natural to feel nervous, she said. It's a big step.
I'm not nervous.
Okay.
I'm scared.
That's natural too, said Michael. Helpful, even. But you know you have a right to be there, don't you? You know you've earned your place. Tilly didn't reply. Tilly?
That's the problem. I'm not sure I have.
She gave Michael a sad smile.
Sometimes, you know, I just don't think I'm good enough.
That's not true.
It's just, Starfleet was never the plan, you see. The plan was always something else. So I can't help thinking that way. Sometimes.
Want to tell me why? Tilly sighed.
It's kind of a long story.
Michael shifted around in the bed, making herself comfortable. Some nights are big nights, and you had to accept your fate. Michael smiled at her roommate. I'm listening. Part 1. Autumn. 1.
Sweet 16,
thought Sylvia Tilly, glancing at herself in the mirror. Her mouth twisted at the sight. Pale face, long red hair. Curls, stupid, impossible, annoying curls. She tugged at one, which promptly fell into her eye.
Did I mention stupid?